You're listening to another fine cast from Sideways Suckers.
Nobody said anything during the road.
It was just the thought.
14 degrees it is in the parch.
Is that hot or cold?
That's hot.
Is it?
Hot.
Got keys. Got helmet.
Got a cigarette.
Boots.
It sounds as if Glenn was going to fag out.
Fag out?
Yeah.
Fag out with his bag out. Just for you and me then. Well, if it is, we'll not go all the way to Long Dangler. Very exciting, isn't it?
You know you can get cherry scented two-stroke oil.
Can you?
Yeah.
That's probably not a bad idea, actually. I could imagine that would be quite pleasant. Mind you, I quite like the smell of two-stroke.
Yeah.
Well, Craig would be here by now if he was coming, wouldn't he?
What time is it?
London, isn't it?
No.
It's south of Birmingham, anyway. There's got to be like London. The only thing past Birmingham is London and France. Oh, Cornwall's off to the side as well. Where's the repression station on the way? Can anyone think of one? Yeah. That'll do.
The confidence of
that. Oh, come on, for fuck's sake. It's a set of traffic lights. Mastermind. Some of us are going to run out of petrol in a minute. We need to be
fine up with you.
At least rolling when we run out to give us a fighting chance of making it to a garage. Yeah, run on low beam all the time so we don't use as much energy.
You ever run out of fuel?
Yeah.
I've never done it once. It's perfectly timed.
I rolled into the car park on that.
No, it did exactly the same thing.
That was it. Got out right just as I got to where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And then the stupid thing was, I phoned somebody up saying, I run out of petrol. You think you could get me something and bring it to work? Yeah, no problem. I said, right, brilliant. Just get me 20 quid's worth.
I had to spend 15 quid on cans.
He did point out, no, I'll bring you a can full. Oh, yeah, alright.
I'll fill up a carrier bag for you.
20 quid's worth of petrol. What do you want me to do? Put it in the bath? Oh, great, there's a horse in the way. What the fuck are you doing? You don't want to be turning in there. I've been carrying on a straight line. Making me stop and accelerate again. Don't you realise I'm running out of fuel? Fucker.
That's what you need to drag some horses behind, so when you run out, you just lift them to the front.
Drop on.
Remember He-Man?
Yep.
Did you ever used to watch the cartoon?
Yeah.
Do you remember the villain in there? No, he can't see one of the henchmen.
Yeah, Skeletor.
No, one of his henchmen.
All right.
Fistor.
He was an ex-porn star.
And a big His name always used to make me laugh. Well, not always. When I was like six and watching it, I didn't quite get the art. I thought he was called Fistor because he had a big face.
Yeah, as if.
Oh, I am easily children of fool.
I have the power! Adam somebody's name was, wasn't it, really?
Sandler.
And then he got his sword out and said, I have the power, and then he had the power.
And then he took his pants off and
yeah.
There he was.
Or a loincloth. A loincloth. It's like a loincloth.
You just have a bit of turf around. What was Battlecat's normal civvy name?
No idea. Oh, right, that
Cringer.
Was
Cringer! That was it,
yeah. Friendly. lion.
No, he's like a tiger but green. Was he any green when he was battle cat? He was purple when he was cringy, wasn't he?
I don't know. Ooh, what's that there?
Texaco.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yay. Are you sure?
Yeah, Texaco never sleeps.
As the lights go out.
Sorry, run out of diesel. You'll have to put petrol in.
Two stroke. Got this cherry flavoured. Oh, these are all fucking unleaded.
I know that.
Wankers.
I thought I'd just go to the shop in his tights. So I've got to get back to the gimps I've got into that.
I did. The one and only Prince of Darkness, Mr. Donny Osmond.
He actually went and looked himself.
It's not that left, is it?
No, it's not as left as that.
You right, the back, Mark? Oh, bishops get their shoes all around the watchtower, don't they? Oh, it's that arse. Oh, great. Traffic stop.
Fucking busy. You tell him that.
Yeah.
Wind down your window.
He's got a finger out. There's no fucker in the way. But these roadworks are so pony, it's unbelievable. You're not actually doing anything. You're not working on the road, so clear your fucking cones out of the way and let traffic flow, especially when it's me. Come on!
Jimi Hendrix.
Right, come on, there's a big gap in the traffic. Go! One car. Come on, go! What are you doing? For Christ's sake!
Japan now, isn't it?
Fucking hell! That's Glenn. No, it's not. It might be. Yes, it is. Hello? Is there a car park? Is it open? Alright, there's nobody there. We're going to find one of these little slots a bit further up and fit it in there.
There's a big hole on the right.
Yeah, fuck it. Nobody's going to care at night, are they? Okie doke. Ugh, I've got a smelly helmet. It fucking stinks. Oh, God, that kept.
I've got a smelly helmet.
Yeah,
it's the helmet you're wearing on your head.
Yeah. I'd be worried if I could smell the other one like that.
What have you been doing in it?
Just sweating. Oh, it gets worse.
You know, I nearly had no helmet.
Smelly or not.
If you're not cold for the first 10 minutes, you've got too many clothes on.
Alright.
Mark? You having a piss? You done in the van? Not a lot of ambient light here, is there?
Now as he trips over.
Yeah, well look what you tripped over. You big pile of horse shit.
You ready, Glenn? God, you've been here ages!
I've lost all...
Oh, back to front gears. You know?
I don't open.
Well, you got to fit through that gap. Anyone would think that here at the you don't fit.
the Landigna. Forest Trail Centre. They didn't want people coming at night. Tip for the wise, don't come to Landigna at night, it's closed. Well, dear listeners, tonight we're riding at the Welsh Mountain Trail Centre of Landegla, just outside Wrexham. It's a bunch of woodland that they've made some trail here. Plopped a visitor centre in the middle of it. And as you can probably hear, it's got a kind of crunchy gravel surface for the most part. Just the four of us out tonight. Me, Mark II, Ag and Glenn. Everyone else has cried off. And it's surprisingly warm and remarkably dry. For those of you listening in the day, we're actually riding at night, so it's pretty dark. So we all have powerful lights attached to our handlebars so we can see where we're going. It's a bit of a climb to begin with from the forest centre, whatever you want to call it, visitor centre. For those of you that like to know these things, tonight Mark II is riding an inbred, Ag's riding a single speed, Glenn's riding a long travel blur, and I'm riding a Voodoo 29, one of those crazy big wheel bikes, just to see how it handles. Oh, it's cold.
None of it's funny enough. The t-shirt looks sensible now.
Was it checking out my ass?
Thank you, Glenn.
Rightio then.
Go on then.
See, we can't get lost on this.
On a bet.
Left here, I think.
Well, I've been left for dead again. The three of them are way off the front. I'm sloping along way behind. Looks like earlier on when I said we were nearly at the top of the climb, I was wrong. Carry on.
Should be top.
Diversion, eh?
Aye.
I need to put that up before you said straight back down for something.
Good man. Well, this is unnecessarily horrible. Well, that's one of the ace little swoopy bits that they've missed out, isn't it?
They just
so
bloody horrible at the top.
That's just that bit through the forest that I think they're putting the board.
Oh, she is horrible, isn't she?
Yeah.
Who is?
Charlie Dimmock.
Oh well. Let's go to the pub. Did you bust some fat moves?
Oh, I know, they're back there wobbling still.
So I'm on a Landegna's single track descent now. Movie burns and little jumps. Horrible clanking noise coming from the front end of my bike.
Oh, I'm back wheel in the air down, mate.
Back, just the back wheel?
No, that
puddle
there.
Alright.
Yeah, there's just a rattle coming from somewhere. Just doesn't feel confidence inspiring.
The Ags put a little ball bearing in your frame when you weren't looking. The lads at work do that in the cars. Drop something in the
engine.
Door skin that fucking rattles around, takes the warranty lads days to find.
I want to paint little lines on everything, and then you'll be able to find it.
Not a bad idea, Glenn. Never mind. I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's not your rotor bolts now?
No. No, brakes on tight. Oh, everything's running nice and smoothly. Everything feels tight.
You've got something in your bag, is it?
No.
It's just up and down. Got 250p beef in
it. No, I can feel it clattering. It feels like it's stomach.
We knew it wasn't in your bag, we just wanted to see you
jump up and down. It's got to do with the front end somewhere. Go on, let's carry on. I'm just going to take it very tentatively. Just in case something falls off. Let me head tube.
Yeah. That's the one thing I've got.
Go on.
Go in there.
You are.
Oh,
brilliant. We're on the boardwalk now. Ooh, yay. Nice beef or chicken wire. I'm in the lead, woo! I must say, fellas who built the berms did an excellent job. But whoever built the jumps on the uphill slopes was being a bit ambitious. That was nice. That was more like it. But what we had there was an excellent descent. A few nice little jumps, little corners, lovely. Followed by a fuck off big hill with no jumps, no corners, just a relentless climb, which I'm walking. That's not nice, is it? Yeah. Oi. Now, am I knackered? Because I'm just knackered. Or am I knackered as a result of riding a bike with 29-inch wheels? I don't think so. Am I knackered because I'm tense, because I'm concerned about the noises coming from the front end? Possibly. Or am I just horribly unfit? Bingo!
I'd defy anyone to get fat over those jumps. Oh,
fucking hell. I'm knackered. I don't know. Oh. Back to the pub. Which way are we going?
Up that way.
Up what way?
Up that way.
So we don't have to go down there?
No, that's the Black Route loop. You end up back where we peeled off.
Right.
Don't want to do that.
This way.
So you go through there, you come up just here.
You are we going the right way?
Oh, aren't yeah. You both are.
Alright, so we just go forward then?
Yeah, we'll yeah. Put you off at the pass.
It's like a magic junction. How did you end up down there anyway?
They put the pub in the bedroom.
Ah, right, not the gnarly man's black route like we did then. Tight switch back there. I'll say one thing about these big wheels, they do seem fine grip.
Fucking hell, I'm about to
go. You all right,
Matt?
Oh, good. Glad it's not just me.
Left
on me, don't they? Is that behind you, Mark?
Yeah, he's coming just stuck now.
Now traversing a chicken wire coated log pile that just happens to be in the form of a path. Ooh. About 2.5-3 foot wide, but not remotely scary. Oh, man alive. Well, that shakes the shit out of you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Surprising how grippy it is, though.
Yeah,
God, my back is killing me. Now, that's an interesting point. Is my back hurting because of A, it's fucked? B, I'm riding an aluminium hardtail for the first time in a long, long time. Or C, because the position and the fitting on this bike isn't quite suited to me. I don't think it's C, because it feels all like everything's in the right place. Rather a bit wide, a bit narrow. The bike certainly seems to be handling nicely. All alone in the woods, I'm gonna get eaten by a bear, lost Welshman. I think now's probably a good time for a spot of music.
Monday morning, you like me but I never knew it, no. That I blew it with you. Peter.
Because I met you about 10 to 8.
No, probably not.
So, not long bad, because only 20 past 9 now.
Well, come on then, let's carry on and get to the pub. Your FC's up.
That motivation, you see.
If you want to beat the rest, if you want to be the best.
That's dedicated.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't do much for him, did he?
Well, he fulfilled the first part of it. First syllable, anyway.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. You can't fool me, I can follow the red arrow. No fucking problem. Tighter than I expected. Did the actress to the bishop. That plunge into darkness is good, isn't it?
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. We'll not be popping into the cat for a refreshing beverage, then. Yeah, we're not alone in there, by the looks of things, are we? I'm looking for the easy way through. But there isn't one.
That's nothing now.
Oh, fucking hell, my butt's killing me. Right then, why's my back aching so much? God, that was hard work. Yeah, it is.
Dude, I'm like the king of shore.
Are you?
No. I think the last bit of it's hard bit, isn't it?
I think all of it's fucking hard. That was just hard work tonight for me.
It is mainly a peddler, isn't it?
And I can't... It isn't the bike. Although that might be what's giving me chronic fucking backaches. First time I've ridden an aluminium hardtail for donkey's year.
Yeah, I've got a backache.
Have you?
Chronic backache myself.
So that might just be...
It might be the amount of climbing. I think it's the climbing out, twisting
seated
and everything.
Pedalling and, yeah.
Yeah, leaning over the bars all the time.
I definitely want some wider bars on this as well. And I'm not convinced about the fork either. I think it might want something with a bit more rake on it. It's just... But the 29ers, yeah.
Go ahead.
It seems as though it behaves quite nicely in mud. It doesn't go slip-sliding away.
Turning all the time.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
They look massive, don't they? The wheels.
It does look weird, without a doubt. But it rides alright, it's certainly nice and nimble anyway. That's like on those switchbacks and things like that. And then quite happy.
Should have left that on.
Wham bam, thank you, man. Let's go to the pub.
That's only half nine.
Hour and a half, that'll do.
If you want to be the best, and you want to beat the rest, ooh, defecation, that's what you need.
Are you sure? I thought it was flagellation.
Desecration.
Masturbation.
Silver.
What's the goldfish drinking?
Oh, my God. Smelling
off
that,
that's all
of that.
Chris Drake, huh? I wonder who invented Chris, and why?
J.P. Chris, in 1846.
Was it really?
Yeah. No, in all seriousness, it was. No, it was some chappy in a French restaurant.
Monsieur Chris.
No, it was something to do with some client was saying the chips or something weren't finely cut enough.
So he was driving short of this English big dog or whatever he's from.
It's just a big chip, isn't it? I mean, that's it. That's what it came for.
There must be a British invention.
No, I believe it was on the local association in France, so saying, these chips aren't anyway, a couple of these chips.
No, I'm giving credit for the Christmas to a French one.
No, I don't think so.
Otherwise, they'd all be garlic flavour, things like that.
I think it was probably just someone, not a lot of money, making the most
of his potatoes. So it must have been an Irishman.
So he'd
feed a family of five during the recession.
He'd eaten the potato.
In 1986.
And he thought, what can I do with these potato peelings? There must be something I can do with them. I know, all food that's deep fried tastes great. I'll deep fry them.
Which is
largely true. And that was it. Now I'm trying to look underneath the seam to see if I've won an iPod Mini. Unfortunately, I can't undo the seam. Oh.
No,
unique
fucker.
Entry code. There's my unique entry code. Right.
So you've got to text that at a premium rate.
Now what do I do? Text your code to 82220.
This text message will cost you £5.
Mm. No, it says text will cost no more than your standard network rate.
Okay.
With a little star next to it.
Apart from.
P.S. We're liars.
What's the point of that? If you're going to put win an iPod Mini every 5 minutes, you should just put one in the crisp packet.
And every 5 minutes, feel packet and
it'd kind of give it away, wouldn't it, the weight of the packet? You'd be really pissed off if you wanted a packet of crisp and you're having to open those fucking iPod.
Oh, oh.
What's this all about?
Now, do you remember that first one that walked with the little blue envelopes with real money in?
Yeah.
And you always used to do that, and you could never find it. But I've got 5 of that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I got a couple of 3 packets of crisps.
Oh, we had the bakery then, so I just kept going out there having more crisps.
Don't start working at school at Ellesmere Port.
Was she? Yeah. As a classroom assistant?
No, it's like
getting beaten up.
Well, I said she was on the reception and got told off. Apparently she's in administration or something or other.
All right, so she's on reception?
Yeah. Right. They had a visit today. They planned for weeks from the South African Education Minister. Why you would want to come to Eldon School and ask people? But she said the headmistress yesterday...
It's probably the nearest comparison with the number of guns for people.
Well, quite possibly see if you can recruit a few people to his children army. But the headmistress was in the reception. They have like book displays and things. The headmistress was there yesterday and she removed all the books and replaced all the books with covers with pictures of black people on in the reception. They're that ignorant. Unbelievable. Yeah, you know what I mean? So
not the reception, the administration zone.
Well, no, when you walk into the school, there's like a display of books and children's art. And
she took down everything that had got white people.
She said it was literally like a
swap to me. The South African education, whoever he was.
No idea what he was doing there. No.
Is he black?
No, he wasn't from the old thought he was. And when he turned up, he was white. And Joe said it gave him a real shock.
Yes, they are stupid.
Yeah, well, they are. They are totally ignorant. And because the woman that works with them on reception had heard of someone that they like to drink water, so she kept plying them with to walk. And Doe said walking down the street because Doe's lived all over, you know, and she was born in Kenya and stuff. So she's lived all over and she knows all these different cultures. And she said she was just aghast at the ignorance of these people handing them water. And the reminder for them, we would tell my mum and dad, my mother. We're seeing a girl from London. It was absolutely black. It's born red in London, and my mum and dad were not.
It was dirty.
That's right. Well, I don't know. That's my brother. Very sure. But my mum and dad, very, very indignant. They were not happy. I mean, me and my parents fell out over it because they were the worst type of race. They were like an ignorant racist. They didn't realise it, but they were. And because I was saying, well, what's up? Why don't you like me brother's new girlfriend? And me, they were like, and they kept saying, Yemsey was a name. And I said to my dad, what is it? And he said, well, Yemsey, it's not exactly an English name, is it? I said, no, that's not the same. I said, she was born in London. I said, you know, what difference does it make?
That's southern.
They said something, and I said, Doe was born in Kenya. And they went, yes, but she's white. That's what they said. The ignorance was unbelievable. But they kind of calmed to it at the point of the story, isn't it? And a few weeks later, they invited her up to come up for the weekend and stuff to stay.
Open the gate.
And my mum was talking to Doe about it, and she said, yes, you haven't seen Leah coming up for the weekend. We've tried to be. We've been out and we've bought some rice and stuff because they eat that sort of thing, don't they?
In London.
What? Ignorance.
There's a lot of people set in their ways.
So she's like, she's now ashamed of the school.
Everyone's an ignorant racist bigot.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's on the curriculum.
Today's lesson is racism. Did they got a special stockpile of book covers?
I've been in the school a couple of times. And there, because when I sort of share in a car, or whatever, I'll drop her off.
nibbling. And she sits at this kind of window thing. She's not a receptionist. She sits at this window thing where the thing could all come in. And there's a display. And she said she was sat there looking out the window and the headmistress literally appeared. Picked them all off and put a load of new ones back on. She said it was just unbelievable. Absolutely fantastic.
What were we talking about white supremacy for earlier?
Talking about what?
White supremacy.
White supremacy. It's white power.
Rond.
Rond Magura. Magura Forbes. Used to be Rond Forbes.
Oh, did they?
And before they were known as Rond Forbes, they were made by a guy, or they were, the design of them was by a guy, a bloke called Gerard Rond.
Well, that's about as local as JP Crisp.
But before he called them Rond,
in Delamere Forest with long jobs.
When they only sold them in Germany, the fork brand was White Power.
White supremacist suspension.
And I'm sure that it was the logo was a cart of it.
It wasn't like a fish. Yeah. No. Actually,
White Power made motorbike shops.
Rings a bell.
There you go. I bet it is.
It ain't got nothing like that on it.
No, that almost rings a bell.
There is White Power.
I might have made that bit up then, but there's definitely White Power. Yeah.
Yeah, they make motorbike shops.
Probably you.
Forks and shops. All different sorts of bikes.
Yeah, then that'd be fine.
You head to head. Some White Power against some Manitou Blacks. They can say, well, we don't know which is one, but the blacks are an inch longer.
Hey! What the fuck was that?
That was a bookie.
No, it wasn't.
What was it?
It was a bookie. It must be a ringtone.
Just a baby one.
It's not under the table. I'd have felt it by now.
You dirty Wookiee lover.
We were talking about Wookiees earlier, isn't it? What was that all about? Book now for Christmas Day. Six courses on for only £35.95.
We came here on New Year's Day, years ago.
Did you?
We were driving around.
Why?
It was the only place, we went for a drive because we were bored. This was the only place open, and we had an ace meeting.
Just go for a drive.
Yeah. Before we had our lad and stuff, you could do things like that in those days.
No, if you would, let him drive.
Just have time on our hands in those days.
Yeah, what happened to those days, eh?
I have no idea.
Where did time on your hands go?
Time with your hands.
Yeah. I can remember watching a programme once about people who were celibate and they'd taken a conscious decision to remain celibate.
Oh, was it voluntarily?
Yeah.
All like my celibacy.
Yeah, no, it was self-imposed. But there was this woman, she was saying, like, hey, it's fantastic being celibate, it just gives me so much more time. I've got time for art and literature. And I'm thinking, fucking hell, this is what? So you've got 3 minutes extra every week.
That's right.
Paint a couple of martinis and read a book or two.
Especially a bloody quick painter.
Either that or she had a fucking good sex life before she gave
it. Yeah, that must be it.
There was a painting in the Turner Prize this year, wasn't there?
A painting?
Mm, there's a big hoo-ha about it. There was actually a painting.
An actual painting?
Yeah, with paint and...
And a man that had painted it.
I used to usually watch the... Because it's on for quite a few hours, isn't it? And it's on the telly. And where the guy was sticking a bit of blue tack on a wall. And so just a big white wall and a knob of blue. And he did say what it was supposed to symbolise. But the effort...
Randy Smurf running at the wall.
He was trying to... put it in the right place to get, and you're just thinking,
you're
making
this
up, you must be, you know, but he wasn't, he was deadly serious, you know, he was just, it's not all
Yeah, if somebody can gain some enjoyment from it, then yes, it is. But I find it difficult to believe anyone can.
That's it. I think pretentious people would pretend that they were.
Yeah, that's more like
honestly.
Aren't critics rubbish? Why do people think they've got?
But does that make you a critic? Discuss.
A critic.
Well, that's the whole thing of being a critic. Are you a critic? Are you offering a critique? Or are you merely criticising things?
Yeah.
Are you saying that that's fantastic? But that's not a critic.
It's like particularly with
that's
art.
Just someone giving an opinion.
No, particularly with that, when they're, you know, where they go on about what the artist is trying to say,
And I thought, do you know what the artist's trying to say? Maybe the artist just wanted to do my fucking looking picture. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Maybe he's going to come back in a minute and put a picture up on the blue tack. And he's saying, this is fantastic. The symbolism is to them. Excuse me.
Then he wanders around. He's
going to keep asking on. Post to Duran Duran. I see what you're trying to say. Her name is Rio.
Gold for you.
Wasn't Duran Duran?
As soon as I said that, I went quiet.
Tony and
the band.
It was
Tony Hadley.
Yeah. It was Tony Hadley. And the Kemp.
It was Tony Hadley.
And
the drummer.
Yeah.
He
was programmed, wasn't he? Yeah.
Well, one of them, that Tony Hadley, gone. No, nobody knows what he's doing.
I saw them at Brannigan's about a month ago in Chester.
What, making crisps?
Oh, I do like their mustardy crisps.
He does.
Brannigan's. Yeah. A popular pub chain.
Yeah, what were you doing in there?
I wasn't. I saw a post on the
wall. Like that one at the in the cafe. Mid-Europe.
That was
still some village hall. Women's Institute.
I think I told you
what Majeel's favourite dessert is?
Viennetta.
I remember doing a safety talk and feeling, because I'd got to do some quite big ones and getting quite popular and doing down in London to hundreds of people and stuff. And then Bromborough Council asked me to do one. And I thought, well, okay, it's local, I should support it. So I went to Bromborough Civic Centre. And when I got there, even I was like, what a dive. And there was about 40 people in this room. But bless them, they're interested. And a few slides, everything's going great. And then we broke sort of for coffee halfway through the morning. I went for a latch and I saw on the post, and I remember I was 18, and as I walked past the poster saying, playing like next weekend, mid-York, from the Civic Centre, I thought, I ain't been here and I'm nobody. Mid-York! How the mighty. He's got an OBE or something now, and he's been knighted or whatever it is. Does he get here?
No, you'd say it, Naomi.
Horrible bellend. It's Noddy Hall. Noddy Holder. Hmm. Has he got an eye out?
No.
Right. Well, he fucking should have.
But for endorsing Kamazooks.
Noddy Holder's got an eye out for being able to go in a really
comedy hairy nice way.
Yeah.
No one can make a scary noise to sound so friendly.
He should just have it. And that guy, that other guy out of Slade should have an eye out for having a haircut like that.
Oh, what was his name? The Hill?
Yeah. Graham Hill.
No, not Graham Hill. He's a car racer.
Benny Hill.
Jimmy Hill. He can have a night of having a big chin.
Yeah.
Is he dead, Jimmy?
No. What's his face? He's got that one.
Having a big chin.
Now it's to sing you guys.
Sir Bruce.
I was going to say, somehow I knew that was Bruce Morrison.
Yeah.
It was a corking impression.
I've never seen him do that.
Does that?
Ah, well, that was it.
This is...
Going on again.
Being a bulldog.
Not a bulldog.
There's a difference.
4 times the size. And have more balls.
I was swindled. I had one that size when I was a kid. My dad told me it was a snooker table. Is there more holes on a snooker table? Sure, there wasn't the one I had.
Did it have one in the middle?
So you get into it back. Are you thinking of bar billiards?
I have no idea.
It's always windy there.
Up my bar billiards.
Barbados. It looks really, really nice, but it's always bastard windy. Well, it always looks it to me.
When you look out the window.
Yeah.
Because I broke the chair up.
Pull them on the legs.
Yeah. Oh, babies.
Oh, them good.
Oh, babies.
that? It was Barbados.
Yeah. You're thinking of the Benga boys, aren't you?
I was thinking of
them. So they went to Ibiza, didn't they?
Didn't they?
No, it was the Benga boys. What did you say? The Benga boys? I'm guessing you said the Benga boys there. Who's the Benga boys there?
They were fabulous.
There you are, that's gorgeous.
They only went to Ipswich, though. Oh, we're going to Ipswich.
It's just not for that
it's rubbish. And far away.
It takes ages to get to Ipswich.
Where from?
Yeah.
Afghanistan. Well, that's the crazy cobra. It's the old, I thought. So.
Well, you don't know what noise a crazy cobra makes.
I suppose.
Imagine the same cobra goes. Yeah. Do that with its hands.
Yeah, that's why it's crazy.
I've got hands.
Thank you. What have been on?
Just life.
Should we have another drink?
Yes.
What do you want?
Oh, well, I'd better just stick to the Coke now.
You better have a Coke as well.
I'll have a Coke as well.
What about you?
I'm all
right. It's your.
We were singing the Birdie about a tearjerker song. And something else. So Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Is that they might be giants?
No.
Everyone said that. They ended up putting it.
They did not mean
we were having quite a row in the department about who sang, and loads of people saying they were giants. So maybe it's like from the 50s, 60s.
Yeah, well, no, the one that I remember.
I ended up putting a thread on single track.
A thread? If anyone else dared say.
And it was Jimmy Kennedy, 1954.
Yeah, well, didn't they do it, though, as well?
Oh, no idea.
I bet they did, because...
Yeah, they'll have covered it. But they weren't the original.
That's a cool
song. I had fucking Acorn, Mr. Lonely. No problem, Mr. Lonely, he's good.
Hey, Acorn, Mr. Lonely, that's far too chirpy, don't he?
That's right, considering you're lonely. You're making so miserable.
I'm having a party. Put me out of the I'm fucking
lonely! Fucking hell!
Who's driving you?
Fucking will be, won't it?
We're gonna drive home by committee. I'll do the pedals. Someone else can do the steering.
We're going down a race.
Someone else can do the looking.
Do the caps or crap?
Metro's one of them cars that you know you're getting old, you don't see them anymore. Like Chevettes.
You never see XR2s.
No, that's true, you don't. No. And it used to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still see fucking noses.
Courses everywhere, noses and courses.
It is, it's like a testament to the quality of the building, the longevity of it.
Bear in mind, we've been driven by twats for about 15, 20 years.
Well, noses have been driven by twats for as long, yeah. But XR2s obviously couldn't cope with it, couldn't they? Because they were all driven by twats as well.
The Nova is a good car. It was one of the few good cars we made. It does just seem to stand up to a bit of ammo. Not that we make now, does it? Can't imagine seeing a Mariva knocking around in 10 years' time.
Can't imagine seeing one now.
Oh.
What do they look like?
Oh, looks like that noddy thing I drive at the moment. That's horrific. It's like a mini Sofia.
Right.
It looks horrific. To be fair to it, it's an incredibly practical car. It's probably the most practical car I've ever owned. But it's one of those ones where you're hoping that the lights don't go red because you don't want to stop, because then somebody next to you will stop and look at you. What the fuck are you doing in your wife's car? Because it just looks that kind of car.
Is that what you mean?
No,
is it one of them really tall, narrow things?
It is
it tall, but thin?
Tall and short. And so it looks great if it had big
wheels. Perfect car for people who wear top hats.
It's an incredibly practical car.
But we'll sell fucking loads of them. If only we could bring top hats back into fashion. I was obviously feeling poor at the time. What can we sell? I'll look records. They go for loads of money. I looked on eBay and there was Beatles Rubber Soul album. And there was loads of guff written about it that I didn't understand a word of, that was talking about the serial numbers and the pressing and all this kind of crap. And I thought, hang on a minute, that's one of them in there. I went and had a look and it was like, the serial number's nearly the same. that must be worth the same.
Okay, well, yeah, 50 quid, that's gone.
You were, here we are, expensive.
What did you get, a 10?
Completely ripped off his listing.
Yeah.
Word for word. Changed the serial number to what the serial number was on ours. And obviously the serial number was the important bit. Mm. Went for a tenner.
I was going to say, what was your serial number? 1, 2...
Having a picture on a CD.
You know, it
means nothing. Yeah,
no, it's nothing now, is nothing. It? The kids are today, they don't know
they don't appreciate pictures.
They don't know they're gone. Because it was difficult to do, it wasn't it? It took some effort to make records out of different coloured plastic. It wasn't easy.
Pouring in the different pot.
Yeah. Not like today, you see these, where you just bosh them out.
They see too much of it now, kids, doesn't that? You're right, there's nothing surprising. Yeah. That's the problem. There's nothing that people don't have, is there? Mm. And I went ice skating yesterday at Harara, and they're a false, like a mobile false rink that they built at the school. It was ace.
That was it,
yeah. Yeah, it was fantastic. The only problem is, all his clothes are now covered in this white
fluff.
Shaving. Yeah, I've had his clothes, I put them in the wash when I got in last night. Got them out later and they're exactly the same.
Yeah.
Put them in again, I haven't seen them yet, I don't know what they're like.
They'll be exactly
the same. I'm sure they will. Yeah. But yeah, it was tremendous, actually.
You know, I've been on a fake ring.
Yeah.
I could never go in as a kid. There was one in Stoke. And it was quite a novelty, so you would go in. It was just like in the sports hall.
We used to go to D-side ice rink.
Scuttle about on it. And I can remember someone's... There was like 4 or 5 of us that went as kids. It was probably like a birthday party or something like that. And they were scuttling about, and there was obviously the people that couldn't do it. No, doing it. And one of them bumped into one of the lads and knocked him over. So he was like, sprawled on the ground. And they came across and said, "Are you all right?" And he's like, yeah, I'm fine, yeah. And then they sort of turned to skate, and pushed off at the foot.
Oh,
right on his finger.
Oh, fuck.
It was blood all over.
Oh, what time is it? 25 to 11
says Alkin. Should we fuck off?
I think
it's on
the
left.
Boy! Yeah. We've lost the use of my legs. To get the push. See ya.
He's never really put traffic lights on roundabouts. It's either the traffic lights or a roundabout, you don't need both.
They got the fucking roundabout.
That's going to be a police car with a big light on that, yeah. I've rolled in a chopper. There's a bear in the air. That'd be scary. That's it, it's cool. In a case of where a bear falls out of the sky, that's actually written down as Earth sign plummet death.
Fuck off.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, you're joking. You are having a fucking laugh. Where am I meant to go then?
Get the blue flashing lights out, we'll be allowed through.
Right. Why can't I go up there then?
Probably can't find runaway.
And he's closed the fucking road and we have to take the diversion into the middle of nowhere. I'm glad I've got some better on the way out here. Otherwise I'd be mightily
pissed off. Oh, that's a right crappy diversion that is.
Oh, tell me about it.
Because all the little roads in between them.
Little idea where this goes.
Oh, isn't it exciting?
Oh, you bastards. So which way am I not supposed to go then? With the extraordinary
policing event. Well, I'm guessing that down there is where we just were. Being filmed in your minister,
the former game show host Chris Brightley, who presented Countdown on Channel 4 until his death in June. He was 61.
Hiya.
More than 2,000 people are
sorry. How can we? How can we get to the other side? Now I'm twitching for
him. I don't work around here, so the country lights are what I'm here. You might as well be on Mars with me directing you. If it was me going to Nantwich from here, I'd go back down to Rockton Roundabout and do a left and look for the next sign.
Out towards Whitchurch?
Either that way or up to Chester and pick up the 51 for the
right.
I know that's a long way round.
Well, if it's short, it's short, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be for a few hours.
Is it? Right.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember seeing his own production.
Well, he's a taxi driver, and this is a Cheshire cycleway.
Mr. Taxi Driver, we are putting our faith in you to get us past the blockage.
How about if you flag him down and offer him some cash?
Alright, you fucked up now, you've gone that way.
Just the cycleway goes this way.
Is it just you side cycleway? Is it all on road or is it off road?
Yes, it's all on road.
And so concludes another exciting episode, folks. See you next time.
Suivez-moi, avec une grande banane sur le derrière.